The whole supermom phenomena is just a socially acceptable way of mentally and psychologically abusing women. I said what I said, and I will elaborate on that today on this episode. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years' experience. I work with parents, teachers, and educators in navigating the realities of what parenting is now. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we put the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put the pride and ego aside. And let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources to help with your child's self-esteem and confidence and so much more. So I'm going to leave the link in the description and comments below so you can have a look at that as well. So we're going to jump right in. I may have triggered a lot of you, I may have upset a lot of you, but it is really the reality of the supermom mentality. And I'm going to start right off the bat by saying that I really do respect all mothers. And there are some incredible supermoms out there. But I do need to tell you that it is, like I said in the introduction, it is a socially acceptable way of abusing you. It is also a trauma response to something else. And I'll get into details with that. So please know that you should not be bragging about being a supermom. There's a lot behind that. And once you know, you're going to change your vocabulary as well. And speaking of vocabulary, I wanted to talk to you about that as well. I was curious, as I work with dads as well, we often help mothers in this because, of course, we relate mothers to raising children. But there's some amazing dads out there who do take care of their children. And when I looked up super dad, it's not recognized as a word. It's two separate words, and then you get a man with a cape on. But for the term that is used for supermom is not recognized. It doesn't exist for the male version of that. So that already should be a huge sign that there's something wrong with the whole mentality of the supermom thing. And this is why we need to put a stop to it. Once you know what the real context is when it comes to supermom, you'll realize that it's actually an insult. And there's actually a woman that I was talking to. She's like, if I hear somebody call someone a supermom, I'm going to fight them. And I thought it was a little excessive. And of course, she was just making a point of it. But yeah, so if we want to make a change, we need to make a drastic change and realize that it's not an acceptable term. We need to move that away. We need to help the supermoms because they are hurting. So yes, the change must be drastic, but I'm not encouraging you to go throat punch somebody because they called you a supermom. I'm just saying to say, I am a mother. Thank you very much. That's all that implies everything. So in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about why the supermom mentality is so toxic and why we need to move away from this glorified version of it because it's pure toxic. I'm also going to talk about what your role is as a mom, what your function is, and when you're taking on the supermom role, you're actually moving away. You're doing the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. And at the end, I'm going to talk about how to let go of this supermom mentality so that you can become healthier and that you're actually helping your children develop into healthy human beings as well. So this is what we're going to go over. Well, basically, when we're talking about the supermom mentality and how toxic that is and how it is just socially acceptable form of abuse on women is, first of all, it's not recognized for the dads. So already that's a sign. That's a big red flag right there. And there are some outstanding dads out there, but they don't get the title is because that title is not a good title, right? We got to start thinking that way. The reason why I'll say it's a form of abuse, I'll explain that. Okay, I'm not disregarding any other form of abuse, but the reason why it's socially accepted is because socially, we are still not helping out women. When we're talking about pay equity, when we're talking about affordable childcare, when we're talking about proper healthcare and community support. It's just not there for her. We just expect her to do everything. And we also make it look, we make it seem like it's a bad thing to ask for help. So we will guilt women into asking for help, saying, well, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So this is where the trauma response is. As a child, you've already gone through some traumas of not feeling good enough, and it's being transferred over to your motherly duty, which is such an important role that we are given. And that's another form of abuse, where we are told that we are nothing if we're not good mothers. We are nothing if we're not mothers. Just look at how we look at women who do not have, who choose not to have children. And you will see right there that there's definitely something against us, and we glorify it socially. We're glorifying it. There's some contests out there for who's the best super mom. There are awards given for these women that need our help. And this is where, that's why it's so toxic. That's why we need to get rid of this term, and we need to switch that mentality across the board. So like I said earlier, there's a trauma response there. You wanting to do everything right, everything to be perfect, spreading yourself thin, and neglecting yourself in order to put on this great persona to get this validation, this recognition, is pure on trauma response. So this will be your sign that you do need to take care of yourself. You need to seek support, and it's okay. And I will tell you right now, there are a whole lot of women that are out there ready to help you. So if you feel that you're stuck in that vicious, toxic cycle, there'll be a lot of people out there to help you. So don't think you're alone in this. We've all gone through this at some point or another, so you can get yourself out of there as well. We'll notice as well that it's not just in your motherly duties. There's something that you do as well. It transfers over to work. You're always the one that's organizing stuff, that's taking on extra work, that is covering for your coworkers. It'll be the same with your friends group, right? You're always there to help and support your friends, but you're not asking for help in return, or your friends are not returning the favor. Your coworkers are not returning your favor. So those are signs as well that there's some trauma response, because it doesn't only show up in your motherly duties. It shows up across the board in your life. The last point I'm going to make on that before I move on is just to prove how we just glorify this cry for help. Because a woman that's trying to do everything to be the super mom, or that is bragging about how everything she does is great, like that, bragging about her super mom status, is we're glorifying women to sacrifice themselves, to neglect themselves for others, to overwork themselves, to burn themselves out. And we're not even offering any kind of support. We're just adding it on. If they complain, or if they say that they're tired, we disregard it to say, well, come on, stop being lazy. This is your job, right? So this is what I mean by a socially acceptable form of abuse, because that is abuse. If we did that to a child, there would be laws against it. But what we get on our end is a trophy or a medal or a plaque or a ribbon, right? A coffee mug with the super mom written on it. So let's change that, please, so that our children don't have to go through that as well. So what is your role as a mom? This is very clear. We need to make this very clear across the board, because we just think that the mother does everything, right? And that's not the case at all. Your role as a mother is to make sure that your family is autonomous. The whole family unit is autonomous, self-sufficient, right? So if you are doing everything, if you're the only one doing everything, you're not doing your job as a mom. This is going to feel like a slap in the face for many of you who suffer from the supermom mentality issues. Because that's all you are, right? You're a super mom. And now we're telling you that you're actually not doing your job. You're harming your family by trying to do everything by yourself, to try to make everything perfect. And I'm going to explain that. It is going to feel like a slap in the face if you are a super mom, because you pride yourself on what you do. And we do it out of love. A lot of the times we don't even feel pressured. We want to do it. But you have to realize that you're actually harming your family by doing that. And so this is your sign that you need help. You need something inside of you needs to heal. So keep that in mind. So the more you do, of course, the less everybody else is going to do. And often you're not going to want to delegate. So those are the signs as well as a mother. So just know that this is overcompensation. You're overdoing it and you're actually harming your family. And I'll explain that. So how do you know that you're overcompensating? A lot of people say, well, mothering is mothering, right? So how do I know if I've taken it too far or if I'm allowing it to go too far? So there's a good way of knowing. This is the best way of knowing if you're overcompensating, is if you can't rest. If there is not a time in your day that you cannot stop and breathe and just take time to recoup, then you're overcompensating. That's straight off the bat, okay? If you are a single mom, let's get right into that right now. You have to do it all because you don't have that social support, right? It's social abuse. So you picking up extra shifts to make ends meet. You've got all these bills, you've got all these conflicts, all of that, right? So in that case, are you asking for help? If you're not asking for help, then you're overcompensating. You are in that trauma response. So that was also taken, a support system that was taken away from us as well, socially. As mothers, there was always originally, there was always a village to help us, to back us up. That was taken away from us. Now we're expecting to do everything by ourselves with no support, and we certainly cannot ask for help. So get your support. This is where you're going to need to heal to be able to ask for help. I have an episode on that where you're not asking for help, you're asking for backup. You're still under control. You still got your stuff together. You just need backup. You can't do it all. It's impossible. Okay. So just know that that's how you would know that you're overcompensating. Just to show you as well how being a super mom creates a toxic home environment. All right. I want you to think, if you were to match the effort put in by everyone else and everything falls apart, then you know you're overcompensating. Then you know that you are harming your family. So it does become a toxic environment. If you stop doing everything that you do and the whole house routine, the whole environment falls apart, then there's definitely something wrong. And this is where I'm going to talk to the partners of the supermom. You're going to need to step it up because you're allowing this to happen. Because you're supposed to be there to support your partner in this. You're also the parent, so step it up as a parent, okay? If the super mom is taken out of the equation and you don't even know where things are in the house, you don't know the child's routine, your own children's schedule. If your super mom is going grocery shopping and for 30 minutes and you're panicking because you're alone with your own children for 30 minutes, you need to step it up because you are part of the problem. I will put it out there right now, okay? Step it up. So you have to understand, when you're overcompensating, right, you're actually raising non-functional human beings. Your job as a mom is to make sure that your children are going to be autonomous. They're going to be able to thrive as adults. If you're doing everything for them, you're not teaching them how to take care of themselves. You're not teaching them how to problem solve in life situations. You're doing everything for them. And it's the same with your partner. You're actually taking on another child, and that is toxic. That's not a partner, that's another child. And as a partner, you certainly don't want your life partner to be treating you like another child. So there's a dynamic there that's very toxic altogether. You need to heal, and you need to get the support that you need to get out of that environment. So another thing that I'm going to say on that is, you raising your children, you're teaching life to your children through your actions, right? So if you're going on about the super mom thing, you're teaching your daughters to take on that abuse. And you're teaching your sons that they get a free ride. You're not raising men, you're raising boys. And we are all, as mothers, guilty of that, right? Not all. I'm saying I'm generalizing here, but just know that that's what you're doing. You're feeding in on the toxic cycle. Raise men, don't raise boys. They're not helping at home. They're not helping with the children. They are raising their children. Now, I say boys, I say men. It is kind of gender neutral in this case, is whoever takes on the super mom role, regardless of gender, the other one is the one that needs to step up. Okay, so I just want to make that clear as well. It works, it's genderless. Okay. The last thing I'm going to talk about is how to let go of that super mom mentality. This has been kind of fed into us for decades, right? Even maybe centuries. Women always kind of ended up having to take care of everything. So the first thing you're going to do is you need to take time for yourself every day. No exceptions. When I started moving away from the super mom mentality, I was trying to find 5 minutes a day and I couldn't. And that's where it slapped me in the face. So I started with just 5 minutes a week. This is how bad it was. And that's when I realized I needed to get out of it. So find your time every day. It could be 2 minutes, it could be 5 minutes, whatever that looks like. It could be coming in earlier, waking up earlier for your time, staying an extra 5 minutes in your car when you get home from work, whatever it is, but you need that time every day. Don't forget, if you can't rest, that means you're damaging your home life. You're creating a toxic home environment. If you're not able to rest, then there's something wrong there. So you need to take time for yourself every day. This is the homework I'm going to give you for that. All right. You need to let go and realize that things are not going to go as planned. All right. We're as super moms, we will plan to the very last detail. We'll stress over it and we'll actually miss the event. If it's a birthday party, if it's a shower, if it's what a family get together, a barbecue, whatever it is, we're going to be planning so much and running around like crazy that we're not actually going to get to enjoy the time with the family, or we're going to stress everybody out and actually ruin the event because we're freaking out. Okay, so you need to let go of the fact that things don't always go as planned, but the fact that you're there in the moment having fun with your family is all that matters. Okay, so you need to start working on that. When you start feeling that you can't breathe anymore, you're like, you need to stop and say, it's okay. I'm here to have fun. That's the first thing that can help you get out of that is, or am I having fun right now? Is everybody else having fun right now? And just remember that. You also need to know that nobody's perfect. All right. And you, whatever it is that you're trying to do, you wouldn't impose that on your own children. So if that's another sign right there that you need to do some work on yourself is you're not perfect, nobody's perfect. What they're showing us on social media, TV and everything is a caricature. It's indoctrination, right? So it's not real. So stop comparing yourself to something that is not real. Okay. Start thinking of the fact that being called a super mom is an insult, okay? And it's also abusive. So let's switch that narrative so people can, in general, not just us, the super moms, but everybody, society in general, will know that is not an acceptable term. So calling somebody a super mom is an insult. And start vocalizing that. Say, no, she's not a super mom. I'm a mom. I'm doing my job. And that's it, okay? Set simple goals. Like I said, we overplan things to overcompensate to make everything perfect. Set simple goals. Okay. Simple. You're planning your birthday party. Your goal is to have fun. That's it. Forget how many entertainers you have coming in. Forget the latest decorations that all the is all over Pinterest and YouTube. Forget all of that. Simple. My kids wants this, and I want to have fun with my kid. That's it. Simple goals. Okay. Simple goals. 5 minutes a day to myself. That's a simple goal. Okay. You're not asking for too much there. One thing is you have to understand as well is kids do not want a super mom. They don't want a super mom. Okay. In your quest to prove to everybody that you're an amazing mother, you're forgetting the most important part, and that's spending time with your child, quality time, being in the now and in the present with your child. Your child doesn't want a super mom. They want a fun mom. They want a happy mom. They want a laughing mom. They want a cuddling mom, right? You can't do any of that if you're running around running schedules and making everything look right. So just remember that there's not one child out there who wants a super mom. Okay. Even if you're doing all of the school trips, the field trips, you're there and everywhere. Yeah, the kids are happy to have you there, but you're not with them. You're looking after a bunch of other kids, right? So just keep that in mind. Your child does not want a super mom. So stop being one and just be a mom, because that's what you're supposed to be. Okay. Schedule that alone time. Okay. That's first thing you need to do. I'll give you that as a homework. Schedule your alone time a little bit. Say, this is non-negotiable. This is my me time. Find out what that looks like. Reconnect with your friends and your partner. Allow yourself to have some time that doesn't include your alone time. Okay. But reconnect with friends. And I'm not talking about the friends that made like your child's friends' parents. Okay. Not those, your real friends. Now you'll probably notice that you don't really have any friends anymore because you don't know who you are anymore. So you're just basically hanging out with the other children's parents, right? At school functions and barbecues and stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. And so how do you rediscover yourself? Because I mentioned, reconnecting with your friends, reconnecting with your partner. You may not know what to do. You may not know what that looks like. You may not even know how to make friends anymore. You don't even know where to look for new friends, right? So you're going to need to rediscover who you are. And that me time is going to allow you to do that. So you can start reflecting on who you are. You are not a mother. Being a mom is not who you are. That's just one of the many hats that you wear, but it's not who you are. So reconnect with yourself. Start to look at what did you used to do before you had children, right? What did you enjoy doing before you had children? And then the hardest part is ask yourself why you stopped. And that's where you know exactly where you need to heal. We give up a lot of the things that make us us, the things that make our passions, our dreams, everything, as soon as we become mothers. And that's where we start falling apart. So why did you stop? And don't blame it on your children. It's not their fault. Don't blame it on your partner. It's not their fault either. You are allowing this. You got there. So you need to get yourself out of there. What did you like used to love doing before you had children, and why did you stop? Okay. It might be something that you don't want to do anymore. I'm not saying that go back to what you used to do, but at least it'll give you an idea of what it is that you like. Try something new, something you've never tried before, and you'll be happy. You'll be surprised. Maybe it's something that you enjoy, right? When you're reconnecting with your friends, try different things to find out what it is that you like and allow yourself to have that time. So, again, just remember, being a mom is not your identity. It's just one of the many hats that you wear, but it's not who you are. Stop comparing yourself. Okay. Other super moms are hurting too. They're also abused. So don't try to surpass. Why are you trying to surpass somebody that is hurting just as much as you, if not more? Right. Get the support that you need. Don't ask for help. Expect support. Right. You're not nagging about it. You're not complaining that you're the only one doing things, but won't let people help you, right? You can't delegate, you can't do this because you're so stuck in this trauma and this abuse that you can't let go. So you're gonna have to let go and get the support that you need. You're asking for backup. You're not asking for backup, you're expecting backup. Okay, so you need to work on that. Get your children involved as well without guilting them into it. Show them what it's like to work as a family unit, to work together. Show them what it's like to be a to have a partnership, and that everybody has a role that affects everybody else, right? So that they can be accountable for what they do later on as well. And build your village properly. Find out who you are, rediscover yourself, rediscover your passions. See, okay, when I'm not a mother anymore, who am I? What do I want to do? And then when I say build your villages, go find surround yourself with people that are going to support you without making you feel guilty, without making you feel bad, without shaming you that you can't do it on your own. All right. You're going to have to build your village. Ditch those leeches. Because when you're giving, 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 there are a lot of people out there that are going to take, 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 but they're not going to give back. So ditch those parasites. It's going to be hard because sometimes it's family. But yeah, build your proper village. And I kept it very vague again because every situation is so different. But please, 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 not just the super moms, but everybody. We need to get rid of that. That isn't a pure insult. It is a very toxic term, and we're letting it happen just because it's not necessarily affecting us, or we could be benefiting from it. We need pay equity in there. So I was talking about the super dads earlier, but super dads are also struggling. But just the pay alone, you're not paying what I call the uterus tax, where you lose a third of your salary right off the bat because you're the wrong gender. So let's keep that in mind that socially there's a lot of work to do there as well. We'll leave you with that. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy as well for great, great, great support on that topic as well. And it works for children, but it works for adults and teenagers as well. So I invite you to go check it out. And we shall see you soon. Until then, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.